The lead Iditarod mushers are closing in on the Yukon River village of Ruby. It's the first checkpoint on the traditional race route. GPS shows Mitch Seavey in front with Aaron Burmeister, Dallas Seavey, Martin Boozer, and Allie Zirkel close behind. Lance Mackey is still at the Tanana checkpoint taking his 24-hour layover. The Mackey family has long been known as a mushing dynasty. Patriarch Dick Mackey won the race in 1978. 3 decades later, Lance Mackey claimed 4 championships in a row. And this year, after a series of setbacks, Jason and Lance Mackey are planning to travel to Nome together. APRN trail reporter Emily Schwing reports.
When Jason Mackey arrived in Tanana, he wasn't feeling good about his dog team.
You can start seeing things unravel in front of you. We're 200 miles into the race. We're going into the unknown part of this race, and everybody's still way underrested.
Mackey says he may have pushed his dogs a little too hard, so he decided to stop for his mandatory 8-hour rest. But he didn't expect to see his older brother's dog team still parked at the checkpoint.
I hate to see him in the shape he's in. You know, there was that one time I thought I was gonna have to bury him. I'm glad that never happened.
Lance Mackey is a cancer survivor, but the disease and radiation treatment took a toll on the champion musher's physical health. He says he accidentally let his fingers get too cold along the trail out of Nenana.
I can't feel my fingers at the moment, literally. They're all puffed up to where they're... I feel like my fingernails are being pushed off.
Mackey holds up 2 swollen hands. The skin is red, purple, and puffy. His fingernails bulge. They're black around the edges.
This is it for me.
Mackey choked back tears. He says this will be his last season of long-distance sled dog racing.
I don't know what else to do.
But he's still determined to drive his team under the Burled Arch in Nome one last time. So he decided to take his mandatory 24-hour layover in Tanana to rest his body and let his hands heal. After reevaluating his own dog team, Jason Mackey opted to do the same.
And I told Lance, I'm 24 and with you. If I can help you in any way, booting dogs, whatever the case may be, I'm going to use your knowledge to get us back to the front.
I really feel like though, that he's even changing his whole plan or whatever to hang out. I'm going to tell him, you know, I don't want to mess up his race.
But little brother Jason is unlikely to change his mind.
We used to be inseparable at one time. And, of course, everybody changes over time. But, you know, these last couple of years, we've got back close again. And I think it'll be good. I think it'll be real good for our relationship.
The Mackey brothers have battled drug and alcohol addiction together. They've seen each other get married, watched as some of those relationships have crumbled, and they've both traveled the Iditarod Trail multiple times, but never side by side. Jason Mackey says there's still plenty he has to learn from his older brother.
You know, there's not a tougher-headed guy out here. Again, I might be a little biased, but maybe, maybe not. The guy is insanely tough. But you know what? It's time to pass the torch, let go of the reins, whatever the saying might be, but... You know, Lance and I have talked about it last in the past year. I will win this race.
Lance Mackey agrees.
He's the only boy in the family that hasn't won this thing. But yeah, it's time. I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure my brother wins this thing.
Both brothers know a win this year could be a stretch, but according to Jason, the two have discussed long-term plans for training dogs together in the future to secure a potential 6th Iditarod championship in the Mackey family. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Tanana.